This is the Classic Business Philanthropy feature.
Well, middle-class South Africans give away 1 rand in 3 to family, community or charity. That's according to some groundbreaking research, the sheer scale of which is revealed by a comprehensive new study of charitable giving due to be officially launched tomorrow by Jill Bates of the Charities Aid Foundation, who's kindly given Classic Business first sight ahead of that publication tomorrow evening. Jill, and thanks for the first glimpse.
A very good evening to you, Michael, and to your listeners, and thank you so much for having me on and allowing us to share these exciting research findings.
Now, tell me how the research was conducted to arrive at this conclusion that Ubuntu is still so alive and well in South Africa, because as we know, very often when people give out of true altruistic intent, they don't like talking about it, so it's always very difficult to research this kind of thing.
Michael, indeed, it's very difficult to research this. We contracted an outsourced independent research house, which sat both in London and in South Africa. The research was mostly qualitative in that we wanted to ask probing, open-ended questions in a safe environment. So essentially, we probed and gave questionnaires to the leaders of civil society organizations. And we also had interviews and focus groups with a sample of middle-class South Africans right throughout the country.
And how big was that sample?
Michael, in essence, we conducted in over 500 interviews. Our research house was quite satisfied that the sample was representative. We're very, very happy, you know, with the research methodology, which obviously we have stayed very close to as the organization who commissioned the research.
And headline, how are we choosing to give? It's a fantastic number that a full third of us are still choosing to give in this tough economic environment. Are we just donating money? Is it time? And to whom and what causes?
Michael, in fact, it's all three. The respondents that we researched, most of them indicated that they preferred to give cash. So cash was king in this research study. And then secondly, people are really very, very happy to donate goods, such as blankets and food, etc. And then a third component, we're very, very happy to volunteer their skills and their time. So these really are three very strong currencies in respect of giving.
And encourage,
which we're pleased to keep featuring throughout.
Yeah, encouraging to hear at a time when the political rhetoric is quite divisive, and the tone, if you regularly on social media like Twitter, you would think that every South African is at the other's throat and nobody really cares anymore. There is still a very strong philanthropic culture in the country, which is so important in such an unequal society as ours. How well are the tax benefits of charitable giving understood?
Michael, interestingly, the tax benefits weren't really strongly understood within the sample that the researchers utilized. So there was quite low awareness in respect of the tax benefits. And amongst those respondents who were aware of the tax benefits, very, very few utilized or leveraged the tax benefits. So that was really interesting, so that we could, you know, assist people to really understand the value of the tax benefits, and of course in terms of giving as well.
And that is very important if we're to see an increase from what are very healthy levels as it stands. There's still so much more to get through. We're going to have a 30-minute panel on the trends and the themes in the South African Giving 2020 report. That was Jill Bates, CEO of CAF Southern Africa.